with holding my simical cough, sigil tefillah skilin, and the year there, until now it's cussing bicker and again sigil oichlin, plus macholov, teruvois, macholayakum, next be simonim, as cussing sigil get to kalim. That means this simon is tefillah skilin, next sigil are gullus kalim, and then do a gull to it, and simon afterwards, kumkobe sigil of noish tam of kan negate the kli of here. So I'm sigil the idea of tefillah skilin. So before the pasuk in Matos, in 2 weeks, we more exam. First, the pasuk says in Matos, "Parakam Lalef." V'yemir Lezer Kainel Antre Tzva Abom Melchama. Lezer Kain said over to the Antre Melchamas Midian. Zayish Chukit Akarah Shachiva Shem Es Moshe. These are the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava Moshe. So the first question is, why is Eliezer saying over this halacha if it was mitzava to Moshe? So Rashi says over why? Because Moshe got the kas, Divrei got the halachas. We get to think about Golos Kalim, Ashes who do the idea of Tfilos Kalim. Therefore, you see your side. Don't get angry. Otherwise, you get all of us. That's how Sugar starts off. That's the possible we are. Then he goes on further and quotes the 6 different medals. The Zavai, Kesav, the Choshes, the Barzal, the Bdil, the Tiferes. Kulashi, Yavoy, Ba'ish, Taviru, Ba'ish. Anything that you have to cash or want you fire to use, you cash in the case of fire. That means the Sugar of Liban. Then the word says, V'tahar. V'tahar. What's the extra word for V'tahar? Come to a second way how to be makshir the skill of here. The pasuk also brings down the menido, brings down the word ach. Why do you have these three restraints over here of a Torah, menida, and ach? So the Gemara come tell you a case of mikvah, of memso, the Torah, and sukkah, tefillah, skelim over here. The Gemara's mamshich, the Rav Nachman, said over that just like a case that was used once, or a bunch of times, you have to go first do agolo, makshir, and clean it, and then ask to the new. Instead of doing the case of tefillah, skelim, who didn't all come to Chadoshim, you have to act at Tfilas Kalim. So you have a clear Gemara in the Ayin Hei in Avod Zarah that says over, they have a Pasuk with Hashish that says the Torah. It says over that we have a Pasuk with Toher that an extra has suffered up to Matar things to the case of Tfilas Kalim. You take out the Chumash, you look at the next Pasuk over there, absence with Toher. It says, V'chol asher lo yovir be'esh tavir b'mayim. Anything that did not go through fire, put it through water. What does that mean? So the Rashi over here is the Makar for Tfilas Kalim. Rashi writes, where's the Makar? Tavir B'mayim. When the Mechai says that way. Come on, Gaban. And he asks a couple questions upon Rashi. First of all, the words Tavir B'mayim sounds like you pass it through water, not Tavir B'mayim, not poured into water. In that case, it's Tfilah. Second, before you take a use kli and how do you go do Tfilah to it, you first have to be Makshid, take out the Blias. What you go do? The Gemara Ayin Hei, the Vayazar says, case it went through Aish, you have to leave one. Case to water, case of a color. If it's used, you have to a case of a docker. Shift, you have to clean it very well. Says the Ramban, where in the world do we see the idea of cleaning something very well? Vadi points out, Aristogir says, where's the Makov of Tfilas Kalim? But Toher. Has Rashi saying the words of Tavir B'mayim? Therefore, the Ramban argues with Rashi, said the words of the Pasuk Torah Tavir B'mayim means to clean it well. A docker. That means if you have cold clean, you have a couple of here, you have a bowl of here, put cold things inside of it, the trephis. You want to do tefillah, first you have to do a case of a doctor. Let me say, Rashi has two more curves, the idea of tefillah's kalim, the Torah at tefillah b'mayim. The Ban says, no, the idea of tefillah b'mayim is doing a case of a doctor. The Ayat Elam, what's the word in the Pasuk mean, b'chol shal lover ba'ish tefillah b'mayim? What's the title of tefillah b'mayim? So numerous people tell me, very simple, it's not ba'ish, not leave, but in a case of a gola. A third option. I mean, Rashi said, need tefillah's kalim, the Ban means a case of a doctor. The Bnei Chabur told me it meant what? The words of Akolo. So the Maisa on the page of the Chumash, they don't say that, but the Maisa the Chotz of Rashi, instead of Rashi, and the Israhat of Rashi, and say, Oyo Maksavichi says it means Akolo. That's the type of Shadon Pasuk. If you are the smag, we're Choshor, the words have you in mind means the case of Akolo. If you cannot do the case of Aish, do the case of Akolo. Then it comes out, what type of Tavu of mind either means the case of Tfilo, or a case of Akolo, or a case of Adocho. Is it interesting? Since the coin says what's Taviru? Taviru is Aishius Averis, and therefore a person the Aish will get Gehenna if you do Averis over here. If you don't want the Aish over here, Taviru B'mayim, Eimayim Melatoro, Shneva Hailachot Tzavayil Chulamayim, and therefore if you do Taviru over here, that takes away the Yitzhara, and you won't get the Aish over here. Like I said, point down again, Rashi has two Makurs to Tfilas Kalim. One is Aos Sugi V'Toher, and one Taviru B'mayim. So what do you need two Makurs for? So where the Archa Shulchan by Elchon Sugi wants to answer, Shan Rashi. The Be'ikah, the case of Elazar Kohen saying over the case where the kli was used as clean, and you want to clean it, and then you want to do a gola, and then feel afterwards to it. Kalam Nachman says, over here we see that something that you makshir it. The case of a galal libon is kichadoshim dami. Therefore, Nachman saying this idea of a Torah is a giloy to be a ma'im and also nichli get a tefilas kelim. That means one pasuk is a kli that's not used. The other pasuk is a kli that is used, and one's a gilo upon the second one. So again, it comes back to Rashi and Makar for tefilas kelim. We have two makaris, the Torah and to be a ma'im. It comes to Mishnah by us. The Mishnah starts off saying, "The word Zardach and him base the keiach kli tashmishu min alv kachovim esh darkil hatfil yatfil." Those are darkly do. Lahakvil yatvil, lahagil yagil, lav v'or yilabim v'or. What does the word mean? Shadaki lahakvil yatvil. Rashi's kolimer tefilas kelim. Kolimer tefilas kelim. You do not need any other tikkun besides that. Coming from Rabban, and says again, he has kashed upon it. We see the idea of the latvil. We the case of cleaning a kli over here. It's in the case of again a kli to be maksh or something. And yet we're going only three things. Either if it went to eish the libon. Whether it's something of water in the Agolo, or if somebody used it in the case of cleaning Adocho. The Gemara says it very clear that way, and I name a base. When the Mishnah, the case of Adocho. Says Ramban, when the Mishnah says, Eshadak lafi yafu means the case of Adocho. That's the means of the case of Adocho. And he says that just like the idea of Tavir Bamayim in the Pasuk term is the case of Adocho, here Roy Lahatu means the case of Adocho. Come on, the Mizrahi, in what time of Chorus, Lishitos over here. That just like Ramban in Chumash says over here that the case of Vilma Mayim, the case of Adocha, also Adocha. Rashi says over there means the case of Tfilah, here also means the case of Tfilah. That means the policy is coming from the Mishnah or vice versa. That means how is Ramban reading the Mishnah? In the Mishnah, not say anything about Tfilah's Kelim. The Gemara starts off the first words, Ukulam Tzrichim, calling a Vaisa, or Tfilah Memso. That means where is the Makar of Tfilah's Kelim in now Sugir? Rashi is the Mishnah. The Gemara is coming to go explain it. The Ban said no, the Mishnah is going to get Golos Kelim, Adocha, the case of Libon. The Bryce starts off with Kulim, all three of these cases, in the case over here of Tilim and Memso. The Mishnah, how do you read our Sugur at the end of the day? Roy Vishan Golok Ramban. The Mishnah snapshot like that. That's the Rosh, the Rit for the Rad, the Mibi. Sasheni, you take out the Mishnayas, the Benyayas, and the Rav Mishnayas, and like Rashi. Pshan, the Mishnah, means the case of Tilos Kelim. So we have to do first the Makaris. We have a Mishnah, of course, what it means. We have a Poskator of a Toher, and we also have a Poskator of Tavir B'mayim. Building upon that now. Now I want to say the Makaris
is... Is that what is
that beside Pshat over there? I'm sure there will be if you can find one. You Mekadosh Isha al-Manas, the Tavir B'mayim, the case over here of Hatocho, Echnami, Nachmina, Veskilo, Posh Nachmina. Deraisa. Now, in this thing over here of Tfilah and Agolo, really Tfilah, Tfilah's Kelim, is it a Din Deraisa, the Pasuk of the Torah, Tavir B'mayim? Or was only a smack of Amma Din Rabbanon? So Eilu starts off calling the Rambam, Hilchos Malchalos Yisurus, a very good Zayin. He says over, this cloud over here is B'divrei Seifer. It's a Remeh as the Pasuk of the Torah, with Pia Shmuel Lamanu, and they have the Chumash say that we're Hitev Torah Achas to this Tfilah, to this Agolo, to Makshirit, the case of Tfilah. I mean, a simple reading of the Rambam. Is it's a remez, amuch hachomim, b'divrei seifrim, it's a dinder abonim. And therefore, Echnami is brought down, the Ritva says, the Beishev brings down the Ram, it's a dinder abonim over here. The Paiskim want to bring down Pshan, the Ramban, b'chadosh, b'chadim, it's a dinder abonim. It's not a sheni. So it's a dinder, I'll have to be case of a sophic usually. It's not a sheni. The Rajbo, Lisa Girsla, Fernando, the writes twice in Shuvo, the Rav Shuvo here in the Sugyo, speaks out that I think it's Yidua, Kedushin, that Bezim, and Aleph, over there, Mekash Isha Bekesef, Kicha Kicha Mesei Eferin, Gzer Shavo, and the Rambam over there says the idea of Mekash Isha Bekesef is Medivrei Seifrim. Says that friend over there has a Medivrei Seifrim, I have Mekash Isha Bekesef, and then we have a Mizan with her to get Miso. It's only the Ravona, I get Miso here. Alamai says our friend of Shafi Ram B'divrei Seifrim means it's not Mefurash B'Kra. It's a Shavu, it's a deal, it's an extra word over here. So it's not Mefurash B'Kra. Nichol Negeda of what we call D'Divrei Seifrim. But Mais is a din of a D'Divrei Seifrim. And therefore the Rajbo, listen to Tshuvas, the Gersel Fenenu, or Rav Shukul Dez Faket, in the Rambam, he means over here, the case of Gilas Kelim, is a din D'Divrei Seifrim. So in the Pshan the Rambam, the Machlok is in the Rabon or D'Divrei Seifrim. Boy, take out the Ramban, again on the Pasuk, when it comes to Agud Rashi,
Of the thoughts of this, he discussed the question. The Rabban Raisa, Blibi Maharam Oid, he's very specific about it. Ends up saying the Zetzark Talmud is the Rabban Raisa, a smack of the Raisa Mamish. In the Sugya Baros, in Naf Ayin Hey, Rashi, on the case of the Zuza the Sarbala, case of these scissors, they want to shear the Big Day Tzemu off the animal over here. So come along, that you, Big Day Tzemu over here, says Rashi, how do we know that Pisuto, and not the case of these scissors over here, which Rashi Zerz HaKosahu, Zerz HaKosahu. That means Rashi is calling it a Dindarai Samamish, Nifl the Rav Yor, and the Smak, and the Chibadesh, and the Svet Aruch, they call it Dindarai Samamish. Asasha, and he tries to read right, so to drop all of them. That means some Rishonim are not clear, the Ram is not clear, the Abba is not clear, numerous Rishonim are clear, the right, so some would say to drop all of them. La Lofa is very clear, we pass with the right Samamish. The Torah is a real drush, the right, so we are, we get the Lofa and Sifya Dalit, over there discussing if a child is Nemo to a case of Tfilas Kalim. Says that she was a desh and brought up on the base Yisuf, explains the Tanz, the reason why it's not Nemon, a Koton, because Tfilas Kalim is a Dinder Iso. Therefore, you sometimes see kids that go to the mikveh do the act of Tfilas Kalim, Tfil by Koton works. I mean, you have your child next to you, he puts it inside the water and he does it correctly, he takes it out of mice, it works. But he does it by himself and he goes back, tells Tati, I did it, he's not Nemon. Walk his Tfilas Dinder Iso over here. Oh, so Ruben says over, or Chashab says over, when you see kids come to mikvah, says either you call up the parents and says, I saw him do it, or you write a petek and says, I saw him do it. But it's a lot of times you just send the kids and you don't get the edus from somebody else. It's a problem. The tefillah is not, he's not now, it's not chal. And if people find this out now, you have to know, you have to be told when you kill him again. The tefillah mice was not a good tefillah over here. And if there, one person down, yeah, one person, no need two aid, one aid. We'll get to a lot when he gets a few dollars. What's looking again when you send the kids a glass? A glass. What? Yeah. Why what? Sorry?
A woman,
Eid Afnam is going on the Safra law. It's going on in Isha. Yeah. The last little bush that's also the Simikovia test that wisdom of Eid Afnam is Surim. The Safra law. I'm going to ask you, but the mindset, I think the reason why the Torah put it on Noshim for, because people ask, go on Noshim. This is for them. And a lot of people ask, but my wife, the Torah says it on your wife, the Safra law on her. That's why, and the Lord put it on her. It's partial, the Torah said on them, and we're extrapolating from that. It's like the Mishigur Simim Zayin says, the women have to say Pasha Tobin in the morning. So it's why to tell men have to, for sure. But if women have to say it every morning, they'll have to come with men over here. Then they get my mechayim. Women have to ask, come with men. But now, Niger to what?
Teaching in seminary.
Which part? Tfilas Kalim. Yes. Niger to Tfilas Kalim by Matechas. The Shalav Dura. I send the kid to not Nemon. Niger to Schuches. If you send the kid, we'll have to get to Kiveger on the page. People go discussing. Maybe say something about the Kulo. Maybe he's Nemon, or they say maybe a Cheskesis, or maybe a child also won't be Nemon. We'll have to get back to that. Well, again, we pass in the Rice to Dinah Raisa. We'll go through the same in numerous communities. We pass to those scales to get out of the Raisa. Fought that way again by Mavosh, the Shach, the Chodesh, the Torah, the Green, Graz, or Cheshukhan. We all pass this way. Negate a case of your Vesophic. Negate a Kli, that's a Kli, that's the Rabbonah. You could say over here, that's the Rabbonah Kulo. Maestro, we didn't learn Aloha in the Gerea that didn't in some of the Bays at about Dovish Shish the material. I mean, from Mazam, what's time does not Nichagir of Dovish the material? It can be made by Sukhis, by Sophic. Maestro, the Shu is Yakh of the Khanish, or Shdom Khachum, the Khalik Zain. Come on, time is no. We have Khal Dovish the material. We raise him away being matched with Lee through the Tefillah again over here. And therefore, even against the Sukhis, the Maestro, we don't always say the Khal, you have to know the Khom Gedom, the Gerea of Bays, when he's in Dovish the material. And one is not Nechumro or Dovish Yishlamatir. Now this is Din of Tfilah, they were saying it would bigger Paschal Deraiso by Skutzel Sitz in the Apollon. So what is the time behind the Deraiso here? So there's a Yishalmi that's brought down by the Taz and the Beis Yisif. Yishalmi says, oh, but why went up the Tumor of a Goy to the Tumor of Yisrael? Brought down by the Raj, by the Ritva and others, we showed him around. He went up the Tumor of a Goy to the Tumor of Dusha of Yisrael over here. Yishav Yisrael. The way how the Rashi and the Ritva Moisef to say over, just like a ger goes out from the Tumah of a Goy to Yishav Yisrael, but also the Kli went out from the Tumah of a Goy to Yishav Yisrael over here. The way I heard the Berkowitz say over, what she said was, I mean, how do you understand that? The goof of a person beside her, the gate to clear here, says, yeah, you have to realize a Yid does not eat like a goy. A goy, where he eats, why? It's self-indulgence. It's taiva, it's nefesh bahamas. That's the essential way. What they're doing for, why? You schmack, they enjoy it. The Yid, why is he eat for it? The reason why a Yid that eats, why? Can give kliches for taiva, for chesed, for the hoidik and shbarachu, in the kedusha. Even when we do it, we are to enjoy ourselves as mechanical with the bracha, the birchas hamazon, the essence and the tzura, how we eat things over here, how we eat different than goyim. Goyim, they eat for self-indulgence, we ask kedushim to you. So for that, we went from one tzura to different tzura, we have to mechanical it. Because of two of a goyim, the kedusha of Yisrael. Now, before you use the kli, I mean, we get a kli over here, we're passing it to the raisa. It's known that, let's say you get a kli, you buy a kli from a goyim, there's an iser to have mishdamish with a kli. Now they'll get to look at sivches. Let's say one time. Tell like people I want to use it one time. Says Ramon sivches. Even one time, there's no way to use a kli over here. The shalom among the achronim is the iser mishdamishes. Is that a dindra abono or dindra aiso? I mean, the tefillah can be a dindra aiso. Who says the iser mishdamishes is a dindra aiso? Maybe it's all dindra abono. The way the achronim like clearing it with a different nosach over here is a din of the tefillah put upon the gavro. Upon the person himself, for the stamshus, using it is only a din d'rabbanan. But no, the din over here is like you have to be maksher the kli to go use it. Just like a kelis treif, to go use it, you have to go maksher it. You also, the kelis tome, you have to be maksher to the case of tefillah's kelim. For example, therefore, if you buy a kli, you don't plan to go use it for eating, right? You have to go table it. Because there'll be maksher for a kli over here. So is he said to put upon the person, he has to act the tefillah? Or you said, why we want to match in the case of Achila? There are different nafkamines about Gabon or the Raisa. The Bialacha, I think, like we saw in the Shinuch of Gimel, brings down the Isser Stamshus that didn't do Rabon over here. The Chiyat Fila might be the Raisa, but Stamshus that didn't do Rabon over here. Mash Enkin, the Prima Gon, the Sim Tal Pechvov, and before on the Rebbe, the Ozrua says, the Raisa is the Gedder of a the Raisa. The nafkamines that Achanam likes speaking out is, for example, let's say you go to a hotel, or a restaurant, and the place over here is owned by Yid, who's not Tayyib the Kalim. He has to be Tayyib the Kalim over here. So why we use the Kalim, we'll get the newest truth. But one truth they discuss over here, says Shlomo Zalman, if the whole Chiv of Isser, Shtam, is only Didra Bonon, and you go over to him and say, can I be Tayyib the Kalim? He says, yeah, you have to go Tayyib it. Go over to the owner and says, he does not let you go Tayyib it, so it's not be Yod anymore, the Chum will not Machayib on Didra Bonon, go do an act of Tefillah. To get it right, so you can use it. But the Isser Shtamsh is Dura Bonon, if you can't snap it, you can go use it. A second of the discuss, had look upon the Gavro of Mash Lachilo, is there didn't Azizim Akdim him when the Gert Phil's came. You bought a Kli, you're using it 5 months from now, shall be tell right now. We actually have to discuss the questions in the Azizim Akdim him. If the essential boy is what? It's because, you know, it's a mitzvah upon the Gavro, so right now, Azizim Akdim him. If it's going to be makshir for the achilo, I'm not using it for 5 months. No makshir for the achilo, not right now. No point right now. Well, interesting nachmin is, because let's say there's a kli Yisrael, but the goy wants to go use it. Now, there are three different ways how a goy wants to go use this kli. Either the Yisrael is cooking on a kli Yisrael for a goy, or a goy is cooking on a kli Yisrael for Yisrael, or a goy is cooking on a kli Yisrael for a goy. And in all three cases, a kli Yisrael. But the question is, who are you using it for, and which case will be here? And they say these cases could be dependent upon the nafkmina, what the issue is, is it machsh for that case of achila, or is it put upon the gavro? For example, the case of the person is going to go feed it to a guy. Right, he saw, takes a kli, wants to use it one time, they go use the kli, cook food for a guy. If it's machsh for achila, okay, it's no problem. I mean, it's the establishment for myself because of me, I'm using it over here. I didn't feel it. Most of them say, if I'm even though I'm cooking a goy, my sister will have to do it in the tefillah over here. Well, before I use that, I have to go to the tefillah. It's not machshav achila, it's the shamshus over here. They do discuss, let's say, I give the kli to the goy to go use it. Sometimes you have a living maid, you give the kli to go use. It's miuch of him, it's his kli over here. Then the merel just wants to time out, but it's his kli over here. That's the case over here, that's not literally get a kli suit for you, it's his kli. Come, you really technically own it, not your kli suit over here. But the case that we have for Kerb, when a guy is cooking it for Yisrael to go eat, so even though the Yisrael is not being mishtamish with it, so you could say that it's put upon the Gavro, Making the Pleshkim say, no, forget it. And then he says it's being used for you. It's a mirror for you. A guy cooks the house for you. And if they get out, Tfilas came over here. So the Ikkar some say over whether a guy is cooking for a Yisrael, Kli Yisrael, or vice versa, a guy is cooking for a Yisrael. Either way, the question one time, he had din Tfilas came over here. It's the Ishtamshus. Another Nafkimina is, the Nafkimina seems to be that people are lazy to Tfilas came. So we send other people to go do it, whether it's our children or Baba Mitzvah, send our wives, you know, well, it's a question of Isha, it goes to Mikra Tanita, send the Kalim with her. Much easier. Then what bracha do you make? How many brachas would you go do? Fine, interesting Shiloh, people seem to be lazy. So the Shiloh is there did a mitzvah boy, Yosef Mishluchoi? Why? The Gemara begins the second part of Kedusha, brings down mitzvah boy, Yosef Mishluchoi, by the case of Kedusha. That means you won't send somebody to go and cash your wife for you. Otherwise, usually the Kedusha won't happen. He wants to send the Shliach over here. When he gets to Shabbos and Mitzvah, by Yisrael Mishluchah, he speaks out the Chavetz Chaim in Mishnah Berurah. He said that left after these two mitzvahs, all mitzvahs are Mitzvah by Yisrael Mishluchah. So, is that Loch? Is the Gufa, she'll put a tool for you? No. So, yeah, I don't think we say that. It's a Gufa, but that takes it still Mitzvah by Yisrael Mishluchah. So that means, for example, that the loch in the gate to Shabbos, right? Erev Shabbos, right? All the tzniyim did food for Shabbos, right? They did different things. So the ma'aser, so Kamal Achrim point out, where is the mechayev coming from? The Isser Shamshes, it's a mitzvah. The gavro, yes, go do it. Ma'aser is only to be machshel achilo by Golos Kelim. The person can point out, we never find mitzvah Yeshu Mishluchay. Golos Kelim, what do you? I don't go do a Golos Kelim over here. The question is more madam to have Golos Kalim, and therefore you don't have to go do it? No, it's a mitzvah put upon the gav over here. Meister says, Yosef, I miss the question of Chayim Kineski says, no, mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchai. It's a din upon a person to go do it over here. It's not a help with your a person to go do it himself. Others want to argue the point and say, not that way. Meister, the might not seem to be lax upon it, but the lax is almost by Yosef Mishluchai. Because the people are naturally lazy. But it sounds like a stark is for me to say that you should go do the case of Tfilas Kalim over here. So again, but why is the keli have to be titled? Do you say Zuz Matinim? Do you say there's a might? Is there a mitzvah to go title it? Or then
that it should be titled.
Why? Under what category is it under? That's the question. How do you look upon it? This fact is. Fine, let's Akdama. Sadas to you. We have a Gemara, we have Ainzano, Ainhei, a base in the Vodazaro. Because the 15-20 lines in the Sukkot Tefillas Kelim, there's no other sugya about it. This is the makor for it. If you read the Gemara slowly, the Chur, there are three sages that come out of the Gemara. First, you said the Gemara discussing the Zurza, the Sarbala. The application over here, the scissor that you want to shear, the big Sem over here. The loch is that you might think it's Chayv and Tefila. Kamash Mulon, no, the possibility of discussing there's a custom where the Rashi is, David Klisud over here. That means when you said over here, the halacha is you need dafka case of the tzudo, it's chayv in case of tefillah. Aleph. Second, the Gemara says, what about the case of shula? You borrow a kli from any person, a guy over here, would it be neither din of tefillas kelim? The Gemara says, no, my shayah. The case of midyan was is a transfer of shuyas. You took it from the guy over here. Once a transfer of shuyas, that's nichol the category of tefillas kelim. Otherwise, shula is not tefillas kelim. Number three, the Gemara goes on further to say, what about a kli adomo? So Gemara, no, the Pasuk said after these six kelim over here, only matakas, gudayim, therefore otherwise, not in those six types of different metals over here, not in the category over here of tefillas kelim. That means three yesodos. Number one, the kli sudo, number two, the transfer of shuris, and number three, matakas. Therefore, we read the mechaber.
Shula is not
transfer of shuris. Therefore, mechaber starts over with these three points. Akoyim ma'akam, that means transfer shears. Number two, kli sudo, not the case of the scissors over here. And number three, shomat echas. Once you have these three things over here, then you have a tefillah, a mikvah, and a mitzvah over here. That's basically why Mechabah starts with these three points. These are the three points of the building blocks for all the locks of the tefillah's kingdom over here. Once you have these three things over here, then we have the lock of dinner tefillah's kingdom. Now, once you have these locks, you have to really define all three points over here. Go through each one. The first case is kli ma'akro. First, shall we always discuss the case of Pasakim, the Bishalakim, the Cholakim, the Sheikhakim? What is a case of a Mummer? What's a case of a Chilani? Are they definitely category that, let's say you go to a store and they have this Kalim over here that says, no, Chiv, Shilos, Kalim, what? Because you know that Shkok made it by Yisrael. They bought it, but they're Mummer. They're Chilani. you buy it from them. Is the idea of Tfilas Kelim over here. So there's a Daka Tshuva over here that brings down to Rashai. It says, just like the Machma by Pasach, and Mishalachim, here also will be Machma upon it. There's the Avnezer, writes Sarachin about it. The Maisa, there's a Chsam Sefer over here on the Simon, so it's called Tezvav. Another one to point out, Yishal Chalik Harbe, in the case of Pasach Bishal. What does he say to Pasach Bishal? You want our Chokin to stay away from them. They might put Treif inside. Therefore, the moment I put Treif inside, our Chokin wants to stay away from them. Therefore, we come along and have a look at the gate. To go in the gate and more also. Mashengi over here, Beikir, a Chiloini, a Mumra, is a Yid. It's a Yid through and through. It's not he's a guy in his Zayin Mitzvahs. He's a Yid with 630 Mitzvahs. He keeps none of them. But Beikir is a Yid over here. Therefore, the Locha of Tfilas Kelim is one. It goes from Goy to Yisrael. It goes from one to Yisrael, not Yisrael. No good Tfilas Kelim. Therefore, it's the Moshe Tshuva, it's the Liazim, Nasher Klein, but the Shalim Chakineski, but Ikka the Pais can be saying, not like the Dr. Tshuva. The Locha didn't get from a mum over here. The idea is that a person does not need Tfilah. Why? He went from one Yisrael to another Yisrael. No Shiloh. Second, we also discussed these Sikhis over here. What's the Locha in the Ger to a Ger? That.
If he didn't buy from
God, yeah. He has a get of Yisrael, whatever Yisrael is. The second child is a ger that became with Misgayer. The way I look a ger, when it comes to Yid, what they go do is for a couple of years they practice being a Yid. They come along, let's say they're going to decide to be a Yid. They come along, they buy new Kalim, they do all the lachas, and then a few years later, after practicing being a Yid, they come and they go to Tfilah and Milah. So now, after Tfilah and Milah, a few times in the past years, people come over to me and say, I am a Mitzgayer. The question is, what's Lachan Negev to my Pass? What's Lachan Negev to my Bishul? What's Lachan Negev to my Kalim over here? Do I need the case of Tfilah's Kalim? So most of the time they tell me they don't mind the case of Pass, let's throw it out. The case of Tfilah, the Tfilah, usually what's more bothersome is the case of Bishul. Because they know the Lach is, the Bishul happens in Kalim Atreif. You have to go cash with the Kalim of Agola. Well, people tell me, and they have very fancy Kalim over here. Klicheres, Adi Kashik Klicheres. Do I go three times over here? So that's usually what's bothering them, what to go do. But the question really comes out, what's halacha when a person, when it went from a goy to a yid, but it's not really transferring shuris. It did not go from one ownership to a different ownership. It's the same ownership, but the person changed, and the kli is where it said where it is. That's a Shigal Das question. But both of the Mice and Shuvan Cheldali says at the end of the day, it went from a goy to a yid, went from a tumor to Dushovir. That's Yisrael Shavoy. The Mice says it didn't feel on his Kalim, deraisa, and therefore you make feel with the Brachovir. I said, Hashani, I couldn't point out, what are you talking about? The case is what? Like Mar says, the Mice Shahoyo. What is Mice Shahoyo? The case of Midian. It went from one Rishus to another Rishus. True, the Lumdus is that what? They went from tumor to Kedusha over here, but the Maisha Ahoyah is what? It went from one Rishus to another Rishus. And if Mashag wants to argue the point, he says, the Chol Pachas, do a Tfilah with allocation of a Bracha over here. It's Eliezer, Rav Shtom, Bacham, I'll say, with allocation of a Bracha. Asad HaShlishi, it's going to be a third Hub over here. Come over with B'Aymi, says, Maisha is the Eyes of the Taino. We don't say Taino is in the Raisas. So they get the case of Matech as the Raisa to be Machmer. They get the case of Tzuchas, Rabon, they can be Mekel. At Saturday V, another Lover, come over to Abnezer, says, I is not Taino, it's the Mitzvah, a wonderful Taino. So the good Taino, don't do any Tfilah. It did not change the Shuyas. My Shoyah, the Moor says, it has to be like Anche Midian, that it went from the Midian to the Anche to the people who can't Mokhomo. It did not go one to another, the Mice, not over one Shuyas, another Shuyas, not in Tfilah. What the Lachel selling is. No, it's by Yid. Yid to Yid, the Mice, not here Tfilah. So what? Not my shoyo, it has to be my shoyo. That means it comes out what an hogi is. Among the plekim is menenu, there are four different hogis what to go to. Some say tefillah with a bracha, some without a bracha, some mechalik between the matechs and schuchas, and some say no chiyut tefillah. It's all really built on the same yisrael shivai. How do you understand the lumps you said of the gemara over here? Now that's the kitzur that they're trying to shuas. The ikar halacha is really sifchas, sifches, sifyut, sifyalef. You have to get back to what the category of trying to shuas. The second set over here is the Kli Sudo. That means more is very clear. You might think this Zuzah, the Sarvlo, this case with the scissors over here, you might need a Kli Shilo. You might say, no, since Amur of a Parsha, the case of Kli Sudo, why could it say anything can go to the case of Aish, explains Rashi with Aish, case of Sudo. Things not definitely established by Aish. This will be a deal of Sudo. We are definitely a potter. Please Sudo. Now, please Sudo to who? A Kli Sudo to the Goy? A Kli Sudo to the Israel? Come on, the Rabbi Chava, Pelag Kiddush, he wants to tie now. The Goy, when he makes a Kli and he plans to sell it, it's not a Kli Sudo. For him, it's what? He plans to go, he made the Kli to sell. He's a Kli Sudo. Therefore, when a year that goes by, the Kli from the Goy, he plans to go sell, and there's no Tefillah Kalim. That means on the market, all the Kalim we're buying from Goyim over here, when the Rabbi Chava, there's no Tefillah Kalim. Why? Because it's not Kli Sudo. Kli Sudo has to be where? Why the Goy, you're selling it. Maisa the Abnezer, come and says, no, please sue me by the Israel. The good Maisa owned it, his tummy. Once he sold it, they him it's a Kli Sudo there. The Yid's a Kli Sudo. And the Pasha Steve is a place where no one says, when the good is selling Kli, not enough for the category of a Kli Sudo. Come on, all the place can go and say, the Ramachar is a Kli Sudo over here. They point out, once he sold Maisa gets it, you make it feel it with the Bracha, the Kli Sudo doesn't get the Israel over here.
So a custom Kli that Yid
commissions that God could make for him. Well, not yet, that's to be later on. That's okay, so mine with it, we'll get to it. Let's let on the simon. And they do say also, let's say you're miyached a kli for going in your own house that you own, but you give it to him to go use over here, obviously you have a living, and tell him, don't touch my kelim here, you're pots and pans to go use over here. Come on, we're a diskin, or them, someone's a time, there's definitely a category of not kli sudo for Yisrael. Kli sudo for going. Kli sudo for going, so I'm not your tefillah. Come, you technically own it. It's not your kli sudo, it's not kli sudo. What time is no din tefillah on the kelim that you go buy for goy? You have to do a table to let him to go use it. Again, to get to what defines kli sudo, we'll have to get back to it. It's a dalet, sif ches, and sif hei over here. Next thing over here is matches, how they pronounce it. So this matches over here, this metal over here, there seem to be different yisoides of what defines. Which materials are chayv upon a person to get for his kelim, which ones aren't. That means on the pages seem to be simple. Once you go off the pages, the whole range of kelim that we have is manazah, the book of Ucha had a look upon it. As far as I see, there are six different categories or levels or groups, however you want to define it, that negate this halacha. Under what category do you put negate for his kelim? To try to just make it clear. One level, something that's chiyuk kelim ha'Torah. Toby writes on the pasuk six different metals. He writes zov, which is a case of gold, kesev, a case of silver, nechoshes is copper, barzel is iron, bedil is tin, and aferes is aver, the case of lead. Those six are the chiyuk filo, repassing the raisa with the case of a bracha. Out. The second level, the second group over here, the category, the case of the Gemara says, what about kli adama? The Gemara says, not meister shoyo, they were kli adama, that means the case of pottery. Case of charis, not in the case of tefillah, and nichol part with that is a case of eitz wood, not to a case of tefillah. Case of evan stone, you don't need to anything made of earthenware. Does not need a case of tefillah. Those two that are very simple. The third group over here, the Gemara's question: what about schuchis, glass over here? Kamlum of Ashi, the Gemara speaks out: hoil chinishbul yishlam dakono. Since when you break it as a decano, the person can melt it down to reconstitute it, make it back into glass, it's recyclable. Therefore, it's a getter of matechas. That means we know matechas. If you have an issue with it, just melt down and reconstitute, make it to clear again, make it to coin, whatever you want. Sending the getter glass, you can do the same thing out of it. So we have a chiv tefillah upon schuchas. Chiv, nashel, gemara, no one argues the point. Is that chiv a dinder abon or dinder iso? Hashish, the words of Rashi, saying it's our choko, gzeru otter case matechas, and therefore, the ikin of placing say, tidrabon, nasak doilo, prechodish, prevagonum, chokozod, mokirego, beskachuba, all the chum say, the ikin drabon, not like my monachai, tidrabon. Therefore, we'll get to look at Sifu Dalit, we send the kid to get the case of glass, we shallow if the kid is nemo, tidrabon, that means matechas, we pass the raisla, by schuchas, tidrabon. Now, the shaila is, the item seems to make a little bit of a mistake over here. I mean, come out every second week over here. Does glass need a bracha? Does glass need a bracha? There's nobody who says you do not need a bracha. There isn't be ready to be examined. Those who want time need a tefillah bracha. This is not true of law yearly, it's not so. Why should need a bracha? Every Rishon of Paisik brings it down. Says, do you need? The Rosh Hashanah, when discussed it, he says, I it's only dinner problem. He sends you to the sugya in the Shabbos. You get a chanukah there. It says, do you make a bracha on there? It's chanukah. A shek, the shanukah, the tzivanu, the tzivah here. Yes, and more. Why? They saw some in the Dava should give the Chomim in the small repost in the Torah. The oldest in the Rabban. Therefore, a gather of the right. So you can say the words of the Tzivon. And therefore, the law is a person makes a bracha, sign of Matechas, sign of Schuchas, once the right and once the Rabban over here. Now, what you say about the Rav Chiv, Tfila, and bracha and Schuchas, the Yisrael Shabbat again, we're comparing it to the case of Matechas. What was the reason for Matechas over here? Because it went from Tumah to Kedusha of Yisrael. Let's say there's a Tumah by a Schuchas that does not apply by glass over here. Do we take the lumdus behind Matechas? No, at the end of the day, you can reconstitute a Chiyat Tfila. We are Dover. First, there's a Pshutei Kli Matechas, a straight piece of metal. Lof is the Zechiv Negev to Tumah Matara. You have to Matara it. A Pshutei Kli Schuchas, what's the Lof is, you don't have to Matara it. Therefore, Pshutei Kli Schuchas, it didn't feel as Kalim. Meaning, basically, you have a cutting board made out of glass. A cutting board made out of glass is no Din of Tumah to it. So maybe you need the Din of Tumah to intertwine with the get out of Tfilah where they can reconstitute Mechaivin, like the case of Matechas over here.
By Matechas itself, the polymer and the
Tumah? Oh, we'll get that also. Maybe not. But anyway, Matechas, I think it came out always in Chaivin and Tumah. Matechas came along with Ravos and discussed in the case of cutting board. He said, Korv, Gam, and Bracha. He thinks Pash should be the case of Bracha. At the end of the day, Chazal will grease us, Chukas, out the Matechas. Whether Tumah or not Tumah, which doesn't make a difference. The Chodeshani goes this way, Chacham Yomot goes this way, Shai Bliski. I tell you, Shani, the Issa Koshal Miyash, what Taina? Not Muchach. You know for sure, you have the rayas to it. Never it's into a case of Tfilah, believe Rachel. The Nafkamina, more the place we discuss about, is that again, even I think it is terrible a case of a cutting board that's glass. But the Chal board, the Amoin Am seems to be very lax about titling it. Now, why? We'll have to get to later on, in the Dimchabur, the Mons of Zion. Well, of course, different truth of why you can't be lax. What do you have? You have a wooden thing over there. You have the glass on top. Now, to go take it apart, it's not that simple. I won't try to take it apart. Even if again, don't take it apart. You can't figure out how to take it apart. It's all very simple. I'll break the glass, make a new one. Like, so why buy it for? Fine, okay. Mine's not that simple. He first told me there's a very fancy one to store over here. He told me you just know all the Hebrew letters over here. I'm sure he said it's made here over in Eretz Yisrael. I said, okay, I called up the company. The company said it's made in China with Hebrew letters. It's shipped as is. Mama's very fancy over here. The guy's in shock over here. So the mindset says, well, can you unscrew it? You can unscrew it over here. Fine, because I did not buy it. But there is a Shiloh, one that's true for why people are making upon it. It's not the sigil of Shudikli Schuchas. Maybe it's not in the case of Tfilah. But the other reasons why, that's one that's why they did discuss over here. Fine, now we have a case over here, glass in the Chir Tfilah. What is part and parcel into glass? That means there are other things out there. For example, crystal. Crystal, what is that? The Sfarim speak out. Crystal is really a case of a glass being mixed together with lead. And therefore, both of them are Tfilah. We do the Sfarim say crystal over here does need a case of Tfilah with Bracha over here. What about Karel? So Karel is really, there are three layers of glass in Karel. The thin layer, top, bottom, middle is a different type of glass, but all three case of glass.
Is the owner of the store normally, does he have mnemonics?
No, but he actually was looked, and he's...
Orthodox?
He really had a shmonek with him. He actually really had, you know, the pious and the census and everything. He said I'll be sorry, shmonek, what's coming from Yedea? Like, come on, it's very fancy, it's all ACS land and Hebrew, and it was too Jewish to be made in China. So it was...
Horrible,
sir. He found it in Jewish.
No.
That wasn't the main thing in Chalbor. He was selling you Tashmishik Dusha. The Chalbor was one of the Tashmishik Dusha. This is until that stuff he was selling.
But he was selling the...
He said, Mustafa, look at it. He looks very fancy. Well, look at it. You think they're trying to know the right the letters over here? Shop is crazy. So, like, I don't know.
The elevator?
He was coming from innocence. Innocence, he was coming from innocence. I don't think he was after, no. I did believe him, my cold company. Something Malchus is called. Right, back to Karel. Karel, people have these plates over here, they'll get stained, people like them. I said, what it is really three different layers of glass, and they laminate together, it's like a fancy glass over here. Big is from, say, it's mamish glass, and if you need to fill it with a brach over here. Whether it's a Shtrumbach or a Ribiyat or a Simchabonim or a Forth over here, feel the Bracha. I see some Swarms say feel the Bracha, but they seem to be mistopic exactly what Karel is. Maisa now, the Svarim say what Krell is, and if you want to look at the computer now, what Krell is. It's not like everything is in the category of pure glass. Similar to that, Pyrex and Duralex, these are special glasses they can cook with and bake with. Used to be you cannot cook and bake with glass over here. You put it in the oven, it cracks and explodes. Not too good. So therefore, now they make these special glasses that are called tempered glass. Also, if you check around the books over here, they seem to all agree it's nichel, a category of real glass. Just they pass it in a special way over here. And therefore, nichel, an idea, you make a bracha of a part of any table over here. Now, Corningware, I see also in the books, it seemed that over time it changed. Until the late 1990s, it was baked glass. In the 2000s onwards, it was baked stone. So it depends which Corningware you have, if you have tefila with a bracha or no tefila at all. Maybe there's a glaze to it, we'll get to know this for a while. Maybe you have a tefila without a bracha. The Maisa comes out, this third category over here is a case of glass. Maisa, you do tefillah with the bracha, with what is in glass, is also Karel, is also Pyrex, also a case of Duralex over here. That's all part of the parcel, the whole family full of glass. The fourth category is something called plastic. Now, Pashas, plastic is not the Torah, so I don't know if you feel over here, in the Torah. The question they get to your bones, why should be a Dindu Abon? Because just like by Schuchas, the Matthias says you can reconstitute it and we make it all over. Plastic, we have these recycle bins over here. And once it's recyclable, it can be the same idea, it can melt it down and make it all over again. Now, not all plastics are recyclable, most are. Depends, some of them you just, when you light them on fire, they disintegrate. Most of them you can recyclable. So the question is there nichel in the category of Schuchas? It's a dinner up all over here. I mean, the shaila is, do you say that Chazal say schuchis and not more than that? You can make up your own yabonos. But no, the time behind schuchis is why? Because you can reconstitute it. It's recyclable. You can create it all over again. And once you go with the tam shiboy, then plastic is a dinner feel over here. That's the lumpish question. Is it the tam shiboy or Chazal say schuchis and not more than that? So this question is really brought down by the Dr. Chuvo. He discussed the case of Kli Etzem, the kiln made from bone. Now, bone of ice is not recyclable, but somehow there's some certain type of bone that was recyclable, don't know what that is, Mitzias wise. It brings out from the Ishul, the Oil Avram, he said, Maisa, do a tefillah with Grochel. Okay, end of the day, has the Yisrael Shaboy of Chazal, the person can melt it down and recreate over here, and therefore a person has to do a tefillah with the case of Grochel. At Shadda Sheni, he brings the Malam Lahoyal, says, Maisa is not for this over here. Why be do a case of tefillah at all? Chazal say glass, and it's not in the category of glass. Void Moisef the Chodashani. You want to know that the reason why being machmer glass is true, number one, we reconstitute it. Void looking at the Gemara on Shabbos da pei bob, the Gemara brings down also that the Gzera put upon glass inside the sugar of Tumah. Why? Because like the case of your Mateches, even if it was Maskono, also the case of Tumah, why nichol category of Cheres over here? And since the Briyad Mechur of Misan, since we have the idea of Tumah together with the idea of we reconstitute one together the other, they have come up to be machmer. Mash Engin plastic, we don't have this concept over here. We don't have Xer to put upon it. If he wants to tie up that this is made from neft over here, not the case of chol, we have no raya, we have a swar over here to say that dafka by glass, we have more reason to be machmer to get a tumor put upon it. Mash Engin make plastic. Number one, Chazal says schuchis. Number two, there's no din of the more that pay vav of the sugar of tumor here. So there is a mavucha, what's the luck in the gate of plastic? Now, in the market of plastic, there are two things. There's soft plastic and hard plastic. Meaning the cups that you get outside, the chapami, those are soft plastic. There's Tupperware plastic used over and over and over. So let's put the sugar of chapami to the side. That'd be another question. The plastic that we use over and over and over, is there to know we have a case of tefillah? Maisel, there is a question of the chasnish, and of Henkin, the stipend, others say, Maisel, and they not schuchas. Chazal say glass, and this is again the longest applies to it. When they start schuchas, Chalkas Yaakov, Moshe, Emerson Yaakov, Devatino, Dain Fisher, Sliezer, Yasher, Vosner, Chavshani, others, they come up and say what the halacha is not the schuchas, not plastic. Asel Hasheni, I think it's known, and you go to the mikvah, there's always a meet of lots of people who play with plastic. You see it. Bechush, they do it. Well, I could dine once, the head of the Badat, the Chilik Gimel, he can't only write three shuvahs about it. At the end of the day, he calls back a shuvah and has a lumdus behind it. You reconstitute it. At the end of the day, you have this Oil Avram over here and has a lumdus, the concept that you recycle over here. Then we said, do a case over here, tefillah, b'li bracha. Not clear. Blakus, b'li bracha over here. Kintar Balocha, of Horus went this way, Chai Levi went this way. So the Maisna are those who disagree. Now, Bikam on the Sforum and Ikan on Hogan Kwai Sol is by plastic, not the table. Not the table. How are those who do table? Again, with Chazizchok and Tarbalocha, are those who do. In this question, they get to reconstituting a case of plastic. They say, not only plastic, the gate to nylon is the same thing, the gate to backlit is the same thing, the gate to gumi, the gate to rubber is the same thing. It's all this thing over here that we have new material as well as that the Chazal might not have, not create over here. What? Get that. That's a different question. There's a different child. No, there's a plastic. There's a different child. What? Nice. Seemingly the same shell there, same category. It's all the same shell. A fifth group over here. What? Sorry? No, so Thomas might say you can't reconstitute. You can't. It's a potent feeling. There's a type that came along that the Dr. Chuvo, I don't know what it is, and I asked the AR yesterday, such a stone that could be reconstituted. He said, there's no such thing. So, I don't know. I don't know what he means. I don't know what the CS is. I can't discuss it, but I don't know what he means. The more it has one place glass, that's it. The other materials came out later. They more than have other materials. The Yetzim they did have, but our the Yetzim you cannot. The bone you can make all over. No, so get the Chapami, we'll get to all this parts. Right now, it's because of the plastic that's being used that again constantly, like Tupperware, stuff like that. A fifth group over here is something that is metal, but not one that six mils the Torah set over. Basically, in English, called aluminum, or in Hebrew, called aluminium. Well, I'm not sure. Aluminium. So, you went at aluminium or aluminum over here. Betzem, what is that? That is metal. But Torah doesn't say that. V'oid, they discuss neristo. Neristo is really stainless steel. All our silverware is in the tefillah to put upon it. It's not one of the six metals in the Torah. It's not iron. I was a stainless steelware. Or palado. What is it? The question really is three questions. Is it deraiso? Is it abonon? And no tefillah at all. You have three different options over here. So first, come on the Torah, so when he was nice and he wants a taino. The loch is that it says these six metals, lavdach, from these metals. These are the examples over here. So abonon over here. Also, stainless steel, aluminum, all the same thing. The Torah is mechayiv metal. That's mechayiv. Atzad Hasheni, come over Moshe, and Moshe says, the Torah says, speaks out six of them, gold and silver, copper, lead and tin and iron. And they said, who wrote the Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, he knew everything. He knew the future over here. He did not write all minim atechas. He could have wrote very simple. All metals. He did not write that. He wrote six of them. Why could only these six in the Kabbalah Tumah and when he goes from Tumah to Harover and these things in the Maaseh Tefillah? I think more than that, there's no Din D'Oraisa. No Din D'Oraisa. That's as clear as no Din D'Oraisa. Maybe the Aloch D'Rabbanon, Chazal says Schuchas. There's not Schuchas over here. Or say, no, if I cared. Over here they said it's Schuchas. You reconstitute it as diamond to this. This is certainly diamond to this. This is certainly, it's really a case of a metal over here. So you want to talk about this Aloch D'Rabbanon here. Gum, plastic, no. Why? Because it's not doimel. And by the search where you recycle it, but it's not doimel. But this is a mamish doimel. Mamish doimel to the case of iron over here. The other one is mamish doimel, what is the doimel over here? It's not a shlishi, the argument says. It's not a raiso. It's not schuchis. My sin, no, didn't feel at all. I mean, stainless steel silverware, no, didn't feel at all. Use that. Three different options over here. Because, oh, you don't have bodies or something. My sin, again, Ramosha, when he says over this aloha, he might say, he says about the drabonim. Now the Isma Vucho, Moshe is when he says drabonim with a bracha without a bracha. So the Mesoros Moshe says over it not make a bracha. But Pasha Tshuva means with a bracha, and the Tshuva beyan Moshe says over it means with the case with a bracha. With a bracha. So Moshe said, what are you going to do to get to aluminum? So come on, Be'ik this Rama say before he's do a case of field with a bracha. A Tracha Meyer, a Yashiv, a Vazfarim, Chalev, and others. Now instead of with the bracha, why can it be derived? So it could be derived, but either way, did the bracha. Atzal Sheni, those who argue saying without a bracha. And Mr. Yaakov, the Chishev Eifod had to shuvi one time that there's no chiyuv tefillah at all. He went to the Shabinarov. Shabinarov, no. What the chiyuv tefillah? But he said therefore without a bracha. Why? Because he said why did the tefillah? Because Shema Zemin Barisov. Because maybe what? Umin is a type of barzel. Maybe the term means what's a barzel. Well, like, from Zalman, by four, it says the case of tefillah is out of bracha.
Same thing with
yes, of course, it should be the same thing.
Okay,
we'll get to that also. So as it comes out, negate to this case over here of aluminum pot over here. Well, in case of being a gate to stainless steel, is a mavuchel among that hogis and kliyosol have to la pashkim say tefillah with bracha. How again, numerous pashkim say the halacha is a case of tefillah without a bracha. Why? Because not what Torah says. The question definitely category of schuchas mitzav bracha shabbat. And next level, the sixth level, we call the case of kunya, something that got glazed. That means we have a case of the gemara being done not by him, but a kunya machlokes of achra avino. One says kishilosai, one says kisayfai. Explains Rashi. Bikki, you have a kli over here that's made from one material. The material that's inside is not chayv in tefillah. Let's say a case of klicheres, pottery. And then you put over it, you put super, you cover it, you make it a covering over here, a coating over here, with something that's chayv in tefillah. Whereas in Rashi, you coat it with a case of aver, case of lead over here. That means you have the internal part, the main, the ikka, the basis of the kli over here is not chayv in tefillah. It's a case of getting klicheres. And then you coat it with a case of here, with a case of aver. What's aloha? The Gemara paskins to you, v'aloha kisayfai. The aloha is, if you look at the ending point, the coating with mechayiv tefillah over here, and then we're asked, the person has to do a case of tefillah. First question is, this idea of the coating, the mechayiv over here, they put on after you already made the kli over here, is the aponim deraisa. That means aver is deraisa. But the ikki the kli is not deraisa. So we paskin lo chumro, is that the aponim or deraisa? Come on, Pesach Shuvah, and begin the Chol Mosodom, and begin the Paskin, and then drop on. The Kli is not Chayim Tefillah. That's the main thing. That's the most of it. The external act he put on top of the coating over here, and once it's only a Din drop on, only Din drop on. Like the Lachem Shuchas that a body make case of a brach over here. Now we have this coating over here. Look at the base here. What's Pshat the Sugi here? Three different Mahalcha among the Rishonim. The way our Pesach says over, it says the Lugit Mitzuper is coated on the outside, on the inside. That's where we're touching the food over here. That's what the mechayiv the bracha, mechayiv the tefillah over here. Atzal Hasheni, come on with Rav Yoh, it says if it's coated only in the inside or only in the outside, one or the other, it's enough to mechayiv in the case of tefillah. Atzal Hashlishi, the Yeshem brought down in the Ran, it says it's be coated outside and inside. If it's coated only one or the other, enough in tefillah, but be coated both places, be mechayiv in tefillah. Three different options. The loch of the mechayiv is very clear. He passed it over here. Once over here, it's coated even within inside. Aloha the chiyafila, tefillah of the bracha over here. However, coming from all the mosques over here, what's aloha? Yesh oimim, the kin of mutum be'eva afilu b'fnim, yifbo b'loi bracha, v'chein noigim. So, coming the deck b'vavo, and he brings up Chichonish, says, what's the losh na'afilu b'fnim? He wants to tell you that the Ramah is arguing on 2 points on the Mechaber, two different sides of the Mechaber. Number one, he's saying the aloha is a case of bracha, saying b'li bracha. The second, you're saying the loch of bifnim is a dibracha, and was put in the outside, no dibracha. Saying a filo bifnim, but even b'chutz, you have a din filo, but b'li bracha. That means the argument number one on the b'chutz aspect. So then, why you have to tefillah b'li bracha? Not like the mechaber said b'li tefillah. And number two, bifnim also tefillah, but b'li bracha, not like the mechaber. And the Choshukim does argue that b'chutz that essentially is a pshat d'amovir. But at the end of the day, the strong number one come along the paskin, the loch is with the two bifnim. Loch is tefillah b'li bracha v'chein noigim lo zeramah. And number two, the paskin mitzvah only b'chutz, so the shachar mitzvah d'al. The paskin loch is only a case of tefillah b'li bracha over here. And the Gemara says, by the case of kunya, the loch is seifoi, you have a din tefillah over here. So how is the b'li bracha? Says Zachorinim, b'chutz b'chutz b'chutz, but let's say mitzvah b'fnim u'b'chutz, that's Gemara's case. Then the tefillah with a bracha. That means the loch l'maisa, if you have a kli, it's only inside or outside, you do tefillah without a bracha. But the kli is mitzvah inside and outside, do a case of tefillah with a bracha. Now the point out, this case over here is what's being covered mitzvah with the case over here of aver. That's the words that we're showing. What's more commonly geared to us, to be practical, is being covered mitzvah with the case over here of chas. That means we have numerous cable here, that we have a glazed through it or being covered with the case of chas. So the halacha of glass have the same halacha negated with mitzvah be'aver, or say no. Glass itself is drapolim. The whole din of halacha being mitzvah is drapolim. It's like zero. It's our chokah too far. And not being machmud with the case of schuchas over here. That's a shiloh. The Maisa, when the Shachar brings it down, is the Rebbe Ora, says not to Machalik. Once the Machmir brings with Sopo on the case of Aver, good in the case of Schuchis. Why? Because this now, Schuchis is a get of like my text over here. And then we start going to go this way. I shall shame the Pitar, the Archaim of Kodesh, she comes and says, no, look at the Mishajin, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Ran, the Mordechai, and the Peretz, others, they bring down the Salocha, they write specifically Aver. Like, they write Schuchis, one day they write Schuchis class. You might have the case of class. Elamayim means Dafk in this case, and other cases over here. Not to be wasted more than what it says, but the whole time Gemara itself is a Machlokes between the Amoraim. So Machlokes in the Gemara, in the case of the Rabbonon, to extend that far, the case of Schuchis, have the voice, if different cases, did not need a case of Tefillah at all. So what if Machlokes, if it didn't Tefillah, without Tefillah, what the place can say? Come on, Knesset Gedolah says, Tefillah B'li Bracha. They come on Bench Chai, Dr. Shuvah, Vosner, or Balsky say, Tefillah B'li Bracha. That means to make it practical. You have your coffee mug. Coffee mug, not many people have it, it's made out of the cheres. Made of pottery, the internal part. On the outside, there's a shine to it, it's being glazed. Not being with soap, but being glazed over here with a case of glass. The question is, people seem to have different hoggers, yet be toivel or not. Different hoggers, some do a case of tefillah, even with a bracha, some will do a case of tefillah without a bracha, some will not do any tefillah at all. So first, the svara, why do a case of tefillah? Chopachas. A case of tefillah is why? It's mamash mitzvah. It's inside and outside. The shach says, who the case of schuchas over here? About the case of tefillah. The title here, why not do a case of tefillah? It's first of all, this idea of doing tefillah by class, not that simple. Because it says not to. Void, Kivenk over here brings down a prima godem. He says something that's glusit. What? Glusit. We'll see what it is first. Glusit. Whatever glusit is, the loch is, you do a tefillah, bli bracha. That means by mitzupo, Gemara said, do a tefillah with a bracha. Luzit is less than that. In the case of tefillah, belibracha. Belibracha. Now, just say, what is that exactly? I see it's not clear what it is, but the way how the Gnome said over, luzit means a case that he says is dark, it's very, very thin, which really is a case of glazed. It means glazed over here. Now, he's saying the case of schuchis and a case of eva, of thing over here that's lead over here. The same thing to say over here, even though it's glazed inside and outside, would be more makel. Why? Because it's really, it's not a thickness to it, there's no more moshes to it. When you put a coating to it in those days, it had a thickness to it. This has no emotions to it. And therefore, it's like it's said, I'm like coloring you put on top of something, has no chshivas negate idea to feel as kalim. You also nichel the category being colored over here. And therefore, there's a throw over here to say, that's not nichel in the idea of you need a tefillah with a bracha, tefillah bracha, but all your emotions, you don't even feel with a bracha, if it's really glazed, very baked over here. So it comes out negate to these cups over here. You have a couple of swears, why there's a I can defend certain people not to be titling it. Why? Because the whole idea of schuchas itself is not that simple. The case over here is aver. V'oi maybe luzit is less of a dag over here than everything is no case of a brach over here. V'oi it can be the case of nichol mamash case of itseva. And therefore, at the end of the day, there are those who are taino not to be titled it. My end of the day, you should title it. That's clear. A case of what type of level? Tefillah, tefillah, not a brach. Why? Because you chuyah kibegir, and they have a case of schuchas, and therefore, niger to our chuvim monks, you should title it brach. Go with the bracha, you can't also give it over here.
But
it is not
porcelain. What? It's porcelain.
What? It's glazed, glass. The inside is pottery. Same thing in this course, when you buy china. That's expensive china, the cheap china, the expensive ones, maybe not as glazed as much. But today, come on, all china mice is glazed. All glazed. Therefore, they get these china over here. It's much the same studio. That means people. Coffee mug to table a big deal. Regs, who cares? Getting expensive for China, people do not appreciate bringing it to the mukhtar because you never know what happens over there. But at the end of the day, you go to the sugar here, Pashas is mamish the case of Mimut Zobo, it's Mimifnim and Mimachos. The Shach says, who's in the case of Schufis? The only thing Kiranga says, what? Believe Bracha. So what's supposed to do with the case of China? You're supposed to table it without Bracha. I mean, when you read just the page is very clear, feel Believe Bracha. Not tefillah is not really the better and the correct one, but the tefillah bli bracha. But now for carrot. Let's say now the what is inside is chiv tefillah, and being glazed something is potem tefillah. Potem tefillah. For example, frying pan is metal, chayim tefillah, and you put inside of it something called teflon, which is rubber. Why? Well, now one thinks to stick to it. it's not chayiv in tefillah. So now the question is, the frying pan has teflon to it, is it in tefillah or not? So they point out, first to be the Rashba, the Ritva, they're saying the loch, why we paskin l'chumro over here, k'seifai, the words are paskin l'chumro, now we're paskin like man yom says k'seifai, paskin man yom k'seifai l'chumro, that means the other man yom says that the inside, we go after the ikar, also l'chumro, the paskin l'chumro, the psak the gemara is not k'seifai, psak the gemara is l'chumro, k'mol chora, then you have to melt the inside, if you have a table over here. Therefore, come along to those Mortaino that Abadir, how far takes the Yisrael, so both the table with the Brach even. Mortaino, the glaze or the rubber top is toughful to the case over here of the metal side, even with the Brach. Others, Masham is true about the Chelik Yimel, so no. My sin is a shadow of two things over here, a Tablili Brach. The Lashoni, Chelik Yom, say Tablili Brach. Therefore, specifically, negate the Teflon among the Swam and Mavucho, Abadir table it, but on what level table it? That means the Falk. And when we're forced to bring down to tefillah without a bracha, I said, "Sheni, Rav Vosner, the Feinstein said no case tefillah with the bracha. So why did they case the tefillah over here? But so it's myself, it's only been mitzvah on the inside, not been mitzvah on the outside. So why did they case the tefillah over here? We pass it. What?
Yeah,
why did the tefillah? Yeah, why did the tefillah? Question to get the bracha, not bracha.
But it's not the same as steel.
It's not. No, it's iron usually. Oh, iron. If you don't know, go fire. This guy, I. He knows everything. If he doesn't know, he knows it. Another case is the Piskachu is causing basically porcelain. It brings down the Yaibits that it is a question of what exactly porcelain is made from, what the Matthias is. We want to indicate that porcelain is no feel over here. I can't let someone point out porcelain itself, what exactly it's made out of. Most porcelain is manazah, or anyway, glazed with glass. The glaze anyway. And the difference in the Yafi Yosef, anyway, the tefillah, it's not a glaze shemai. I mean, if you want the pasuk to know the tefillah in Portland, but it's not a glaze, you do have to. Well, he argues the point, so for the Shani, do you know what Portland exactly is? He wants to argue the Pesach Shuvah, the Ashur wants to argue, so you need to feel the believer off. Then the Maisa, we do capture Portland, either because those want to argue the Pesach Shuvah, or the same thing, C says, the glaze we can last, you have to capture it anyway, tefillah. So Maisa came out. We had six groups making us to come over here. Number one, we have a group over here that's what says the Torah, the metals of the Torah. Chima Torah, again, it's lead and gold and silver, kadaimah. A second group is the Dinu Abonim, the Schuchis, and everything with Schuchis means Pyrex and Karel and the crystal, kadaimah. A third group is as Potrim, totally, the Adama, Eitz, and Evan, kadaimah. A fourth group over here is that there are new things over here that Chazal did not have, but it has the same parameters like Schuchis, meaning you can reconstitute it, we can recycle it. In case of plastic, in case of gumi, nylon, the minik is not too tefillah. And those do the tefillah to it. The fifth group over here, metals that the Torah does not speak about, aluminum over here. The question is what the loch is. Is the chiyah tefillah only drabbanon or even a case of the raiso? The Bikkur Shalom seems to say it's a case of drabbanon over here. And the fifth level, the sixth level over here, that when it's being mitzvah, being coated over here, the loch we paskin is, we did tefillah. The question is when you need a bracha, when you don't need a case of a bracha.
I don't see a shine on like a
No, it means you have to get your eyes fixed usually. People colorblind have issues.
Some mugs have the bottom of it where it sits, but not the soup with that tailor. The rim around it where it sits on the bottom, is that what called not a soup on the outside? Or sits, but both dogs on soup on the outside.
I will map it either way, it doesn't make a difference. We'll map it either way. I don't know if it'll ever make a rock, it's glazed. Glaze won't make a rock anyway. Yeah, glaze. You know, that's the trigger anyway. What? Yeah. Now, Agam, in this halacha by Mitzupo, speaks out the Shach, Sikhon Dalet, you should never do it feel without a bracha. You should always try to make it feel with the bracha. How can you get all the kli, chiyat tefila, make a bracha upon that, and mitzvah after these two things together, make a bracha with these kelim together. You should never really do it feel without a bracha. But when you're stuck, you know the option to do it without a bracha. Now, another question is what defines kli? I mean, it doesn't really discuss on the page over here what the get of kli is, but really, what is a kli? So some cases are, again, off, some on. There are two basic questions to start off with. Something's mechubal karko, is that a kli? Something's memsa, is that a kli? So first, something's mechubal karko, the word of the Shev Yaakov is, minig yisal toro, loy nir loy nishma oilam, the retoyable kli that's mechubal karko. We never heard of such a thing. The other frame of the page, the mice brings it down. The Rosh Hashulchan says the reason why it's not nichlal category kli suto. It's mechover. Don't bring it to the table over here. The words of the Yad Ephraim is why can you get the tumah v'tara? It's mechover. Mechover is not tumah v'tara. So when they come to the sugya, go from tumah to dusha of Yisrael. I mean, the sugya has to be kli suto. You have two different reasons why mice is not a problem. Atzal Hasheni, you read the Pesach Teshuva, the first one. It quotes the Chof Mazodon. Kamalim says you have these massive bats. The mechover the karka. What's the loch? It's still in the case of Tfilas Kalim over here. At the end of the day, the mice, they are an object. And once an object, you build the object over here, you attach to the ground over here, mice is a clear over here. Therefore, this massive mechuba, at the end of the day, mice, in the case of Tfilas Kalim, once you have this machlokes, what do you go do? Say the chalk of the Yomabe, simple, Tfilo, Libracha. That's first thing, get the mechuba karka. The second thing, come along from Chuba discusses, let's see, you have these big Kalim, not mechuba, but the big, the memsa over here. He says, what's the chalekas with shushla atzma, not necessarily the category of kli. There is no din of tefillas kelim. After the chodeshoni is mitzadid, atzad sheni, look at kireg over here, he's not necessarily gdela. Kamalim says, these massive vats over here, achavim din tefillah. Achavim tefillah over here. But once it goes this way, therefore once you have a machalekas, how do you pass it? So it's a chalekas, you know, very simple, tefillah, b'li bracha. So first of all, when you get to kli, one question, machalekas, tefillah, b'li bracha. Again, to me, I'm so machlokes tefillah b'li bracha. Now, again, the Hanover we should do is make a bracha on something else and mitzarif it together. What is the mechuba karka? Is the two reasons. Either there's no din of tumah v'tara. Well, maybe we'll find more. We'll get what you're saying over here. Now, they say over Maisa in the mirror that when they got the new kitchen over here, so they had the massive oven that's built inside. The question was it din of tefillah? Mechuba l'karka with mass oven. The Maisa, they say, oh, they went over to Rav Nachum, who is Elyashiv, Rav Maisi is Elyashiv, said the Maisa person should do tefillah's kelim to her. So, how to take the massive oven that's built in to tefillah's kelim? So, they start taking it apart. When he took it apart, they realized that they thought it was a new oven, but the vents in the back they put in were not new. And they allowed chazarai or shmalz, so it was used, and in Mamish, they realized that we should have gotten a new oven, and it was a new oven. So Maisa, now, do you have to do that? Not Yishlovim, but Yeshiva Smir, Shemayim, 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 all the Talmidim over here. So Maisa, they took it apart, and they found out that they're now getting a new oven. But then, whatever happened.
What did they do after?
They took it apart, they tabled the mikvah.
Well, they have to tell
them. If you're changing the vent, why don't you put it back together?
Could be. Vent is Maisa, not Kenza. So you have to ask what happened exactly.
Okay, they rebuilt it, then.
So we can connect.
Is that
why there's no
refusal?
No. There's no refusal? It's called clear. Oh, we'll get to these. All these are great questions. We'll have to get to back to the next world, I think. But, which really leads to the question in general, all electronic appliances, do you have to do an active tefillah, the things that are kelim chashmali and chashmal? Why yeah, why no? So first of all, how do you use kelim that are electric? You plug it in. It's mechuba l'karka. And therefore, since you plug in mechuba l'karka, as it's hard to say over here, once you make a mechuba l'karka, maybe no one feels kelim over here. Now you could argue the point, we have generators today, so it's not mechuba l'karka. When you plug it into your car, it's not mechuba l'karka. The mice that's from this class, it sounds like it's going to be mechuba l'karka. So really, there's a tshuva based ovin chelk aleph, chakas yakam, he's down to see 30 tshuva, he wants a taino. It's mechuba l'karka, not mekabel tumo, and therefore anything that's electric, there's no din tefillas kelim. The Chabur wrote to Chaim Knievsky twice, he wrote back to us, those on Taina, the Chashmal is mechuba l'karka, and therefore does not need a case of tefillah. Tzad Hasheni, Biklis form, the Kamel and the Mikkel Machmer. When Moshe needs a chew about, he says, the passion is in tefillah over here, the Abitina, when he brings it down, ain't the maimim shedvom ke'elu yitim pira baldas. Maybe Rav did say, but not Rav Baldas. Can't be. Rushdus mi karo. Amish nash kaido vera. And Kipev alochem, nash shekloin. The way of Avot and Shuman says over is the hevel v'royis ruach. Amish royis ruach. Abelski, Chodeshani, Eshtak l'shein is Rafal, Rashkobuch says Dvorm, Tmu over here, or Yitzchak and others, or Yitzchak on the other side. This is my say, all the different Tzvom Mais come on the same, Ikid is a chiyat filo upon this idea over here. That's the idea, at the end of the day, it's metautal, even the Chubla Karka itself, which is Machlokes. So, why did it feel over here? Hagam, Yashu, for years and years and years, has brought down that he said a Vadi of a Chiyat Tefillah with a Bracha. Maisa, the big down Masayif Yomo, Toshin Samach Des, Stabi Chosh the Chalkas Yaakov, to locate the Tefillah Belibracha. Tefillah Belibracha. Fine, so Maisa, again, so we have those, no Tefillah, Tefillah Belibracha. Big this from Masayif Hashmal Tefillah with the Bracha. Why? What do you write to us? He wrote back to us, Yesh Emim Shem Chuba in Chayb Tefillah. He wrote back to us another time, Kubdumosh the Nikkim Chuba Lekarko, why the Tashmish Ad Echibur, Ve'in Tzar Tefillah. That's what he wrote to us. Now, another Sefer he says to be Machmer. That's what he wrote to the world here. Another Sefer. No, he never said Abrach. Don't speak about it. There's no Chitfilah. Koshkin. Yeah, well, not this Chibur, but yes. We'll get to later on. Now, just go to different cases and get to.
Stock that came out from Reb Chaim.
What came out later after we wrote Tavshin Samach Zayin Tavshin Samach Ches? That's a long time ago. That means the Chabur wrote this already 20 years ago. 20, yeah, almost 20 years ago, 19 years ago, long time ago. He had shells afterwards. Maybe it was more chesh, more machmer. That means the Chabur has been around for a long time. That means I'm old. Yes. Now they get different cases. They get electronic appliances over here. So, first, they discuss the case of a toaster. Now, first, in the toaster, there are two different types of toasters. The toaster oven, and the toaster you make bread in that you push down, the only thing you make bread. People mix up the two. But Moshe is true about making toast of bread. You push it down, pops up, so Moshe has no din tefillah at all. Why? Because what is it doing? It's only drawing out the bread. Not in the category of klis tzarech suda. Drawing out bread is no chashivas to it. But it's a chiddush otzim by Moshe. Toast oven is a vada chir tefillah. Most of the swarm put a Moshe and they say tefillah koyim over here. Then they you're warming it up and toasting it. And if they say, what's the difference? Mamash those who write in the tshuva, they're like, what's the difference? Word for word. So Moshe said, Bikah again, the Rashtrovach, and the Choshani, and the Avoz, and the Yashiv, and the Ashkelon, and the Shalazam, and the Sisson, and Moshe, and Zach will all say, what's the difference?
What?
And toast of bread?
Toaster oven.
No, everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that won't have the center of Moshe toaster. How do I forget to not this cover? A second case in this case is you get the refrigerator.
A regular toaster is not
a sugar
mattress. It's just a
glass
of the metal is just a flat thing.
Right, it's a table. Metal, yeah, not accessible because it's metal. Traditionally, Matakas is a kid, you know. The get. Okay,
no!
No!
It's two. Right.
The third one.
What's the third
one? No,
what we're talking
about. The okay. The
single
twist oven and then the cheese maker. There's a third one that you put the bread in, you push down the bottom. Yeah. The another type is another kli chashmal is a refrigerator. Do you have to tell you the refrigerator? Now, to get the refrigerator, there are three parts to it. There's the box itself. There's the shelves. And then there's the bin, where you put the fruits and vegetables inside. Now, first, negate the box itself, the dark cloud, the box is not touching food. And the loch in, we'll get to Sevdalit, by the case of a tripod, the loch is when the pot is touching the tripod, no tefillah, the food has to touch it, we're not touching no tefillah. So the refrigerator mice is no tefillah. The question really is, the box is it, the box. Again, however, what you mean is the shelves. And the bins, that's the question. Right, the shelf.
The box,
if you the whole refrigerator box. The box. The gate to the shelves and the gate to the bin. So first, I'll be clear. A lot of times, the shelves and the bins are plastic. Plastic and all good, but you can not to touch it. However, sometimes you have metal ones. Or you can have metal that has a coating to it that's plastic. The gate to, or you have glass, the shelves. I say glass kitchula, so you can have times that is kitchula. So want those that are plastic, not a problem. Those that are glass or have metal inside is coated with plastic the shelves over here. And I will have a question to get to kitchula.
What are you putting in the refrigerator?
Oh, so step by step. Maybe. Step by step. No. So what's storage? What does the Jews say about storage? Why is it again? Is it, no, first of all, it has rims to it. It has. Does a. It's a first of all, well, that pesach machmor, we can make it a pesach machmor. Strictly schuches, we just put it as a tzirif to get it kal word. But now that lalochol, lalochol make it a pesach machmor. A glass table also. Like, what is that? A table or not? Flap is your table, right? You never put apple on the table? You never put bread on the table?
So what? We're taking the thing in the back with the followers. What are you doing?
The mice in Flatbush, that there were four boys who lived in the house at 627 Avenue, and they had a glass table on the porch over there. And the boy said, Tati, mice, it's glass. We have plenty of wood. And with all the four boys, so we'll take to the beach, we'll walk with it all the way from the Avenue O to the Atlantic Ocean over the table. And the father, Zatzal, he wasn't too happy with these four boys over here. He's like, come on, boys. So he said, why not? Glass over here. We put bread on it, and we put apples on it, and my father's too happy with it. So we called up Dabba Cohen. Dabba Cohen said, no din tefila. I'll have to get to maybe din tefila, why that's so. And we asked him why. He said, guys, I don't have time for you boys right now. Different time. So the kids, he never told us why that's so, but my father did not let us take it to the beach, and we didn't take it to the beach because it was bad, so we had no time to. Right, that's a side point to what Zev wanted me to bring up.
Zev, we're going to talk about what exactly mine
is. Well, yeah, so we're trying to get this part of it, we get the part of other words, we're trying to get this step by step. I wasn't saying this, I was saying the story for next support, but you push it.
The mice I heard was that the boys were already carrying it
out. Yeah, we were. That's true. Because that's my father. Yeah, that's true also. We were taking it. We were on the way. Yeah. First time I put it on top of the car, I was like, what are you doing? We were going to carry all the way. It didn't work on top of the car. Yeah. So back to Austin, yeah. So first, to get to the refrigerator, that's what we're talking about over here, not the table. To get the refrigerator, you have these shelves over here, you have these bins over here. So first of all, there's a question to get to, we'll get the locha really again. And Siftal, the locha, when the food touches it, the chiyat filo, don't touch no chiyat filo. To get the locha in Sifches, to get Roi Tashmishoi. In Bia Bigma Vucho, if Roi Tashmishoi is food did not touch it, and Bia Tashmishoi does touch it. So the locha in Sifches, to see the Sfad, going to be Mekel, Ashkan, be Machmer. To get to your shelves first. First of all, one reason why you make them, because when you touch misho, usually the food's not touching it. You have your containers there, and your pots there, and your bags there, and there. Usually things are not touching it. You have some of them, there are things touching it. The wood mice is not, that's number one. Number two, those one time there, it's plugged in, with chubla karko, says the Avni Ashko. Chubla karko, back there, they're plugged in, chashmal. Number three, kamalu shomazam, the chudashani says it's not klisudo. Why? Because at the end of the day, you're not bringing the refrigerator to the table over here. At the end of the day, he's not making food for you. Either have to make the food for you, or bring more to the table. You don't bring the refrigerator to the table, and you don't, it doesn't make the food for you. Void, they point out, there's a category of storage over here. My storage is also a mavucha. So therefore, those who want taino, void, they want taino, maybe a fifth reason over here, is that the concept over here is that the shelves are bottled to the box. The box is not chayim tefila, and the shelves are not chayim tefila. Therefore, as far as I've seen, all the shelves, so I'm saying again, the shelves itself, no chiyot on the shelves. However, you go to the bins lose out a bunch of the reasons. I mean, the bin you take out, the deal here, it's not mechubar, it's not attached. The head to mechubar you don't have. Being plugged in the mice you don't have. The idea of roi tashmisha you also don't have. Roi tashmisha, right? The fruit and vegetable mice have touched the thing itself. Therefore, you left the heter of what? In storage, you left the heter of what? It's a tough hold, the case of the refrigerator. Deal with not that simple, what are you going to do over here? Go to the mice of taino. There's no din tefila. Again, it's a case of tafel over here, from the Zamo, Biashim, Kashkani, Akhid, Asarashini, Debetzino, and Rabbi Force himself, and Debetzal, they say there's din tefila over here. Akhli, so what are you going to do? You get the bin. On the sign, we're saying before, that was metal, in the case over here, that, or glass over here. That means if it's plastic, we saw it off 10 minutes ago, before the story, right? We saw it over there, that was plastic, the minik is, unless you make the minchas is hooked. The minigame mice would not tell the case of plastic over here.
Why are the shelves considered attached?
They're hooked in, they're attached. Yeah, they are. They may get Shabbos and Boinger. Yeah. Now, another case they gave to Kalin, the Hashmal Electric, is they have these Keurig coffee makers. Now, these coffee makers, first, these things are very fancy, that computer chip inside, and therefore in these machines, the base kibble inside is made up, usually a case of a metalware or something that we have a chayvin tefillah. Glass maybe sometimes, but I have a base kibbleware, it's chayvin tefillah. So the question is, what to go do in the game, these curing machines, have to go to it. Put it inside the mikvah. It's not that simple that even the water gets there because usually it's sealed off, and therefore how to get water inside of it, you have to first fill up with water. Not that simple, how to go kasher it. And therefore, what to go do to ask tefillah, what the eitzes are, we'll have to get to another chabura. The question is, first, these coffee makers, do they need tefillah? So the simple understanding is, why not? Right, why not? This is what before says, why not over here? That should be the way of Schlesinger and Matane Osher, and therefore we felt the language said that a person should do a case of tefillah. You can't do tefillah, after computer chips will get to other eitzes at different chabura. Atzela Sheni, the Tati Michael, either the way how our finance and all of this talking on the website to say over, Chazal will not mechaive you to do tefillah on things that get ruined. It's not possible to do tefillah. Not possible to tefillah on this machine. Not possible. Why the computer chip will kill it, it will ruin it over here. What's not possible? There's no desire put upon it. Allah.
So, yeah,
so he wasn't mechaleph for the case where he is. The way our the website didn't say exactly. Another chiddush for where our Belsky says over, he says, then when you see a curing machine, the only thing you see is plastic. Internally, is metal. He wants a mechanic, since you only see plastic, it's local plastic. Local plastic. But you can say a third so over here, it's plugged in. Chashmal, Chaim, Chalkas Yaakov over here. Fine, so you have three different svaras over here, what do you make? Each one are chidushim, or no, pascal-like, and they say 3 times 0 is usually 0 over here. But fine, Yishlod, Yishlain. So my son, what to go do? We'll have to get back to another time. Each says how to take care of things that are chashmal, how to take care of the biotechnical scale. However, in the case, let's say, a regular kumkum that you might see a plug-in, also, did it a tefillah or not? So the swara get to make his work is plugged in, not a tefillah. Again, the bigger question, not go this way. Again, the get these kumkums, there are two different types in the market. There's the fancy one, the computer chips inside, the simpler ones that people usually buy over here. The get to first the simple ones. You put in the mikvah, it says on the thing, don't put it in the mikvah, it says on every box now, don't put the mikvah, and we take our price for it. They went over to our room in the Archa Shabbos, and I asked him, says, don't put in the mikvah. He says, but you have to put in the mikvah. So he says, if you take a chayis, and I don't take a chayis, you can't put in the mikvah over here. That says, don't put in the mikvah. If you go to Mr. Kaplan, he says, no, I should put in the mikvah. He says, 100%. He says, I'll give you a tocha, you leave it in the sun for 3 days, no problem. He says, 20 days, I've done it, no problem. I asked everybody to give me a top line. He said, I don't give you a top line.
The boy's warranty.
It could be, but he has Mrs. Warranty. Mrs. Kaplan, come on, what's better than that? Berkowitz says over here, he has a whole stack of them that did not survive. I see, you have to do it in the case of tefillah over here. Now, those who are tiny enough, passionate in the case of tefillah with a bracha. Sabachachma, Vazar, or Stromach over here. Agam, Linn Bracha, those who say, maybe not. You know, if you have a Shashmir, you plug it in. Smachub over here. Who says so? The Shami said maybe also this eating up water, maybe did not shivas to it. Yeshlodim. The inside is always metal. You have a metal heating element. The heating element is always metal. Now the fancier chips, the ones that you can put inside to really destroy it, even this cap will give you a talk before. Again, I'll get back to what the eats is, how to take care of it. Sorry?
Coils
are
not
touching metal. Yeah, it is.
Touching water.
No, either the bottom is metal or the coils inside is metal. Now, the get to water coolers. There are two different types of water coolers that are out there. There's what they call the main agent water coolers. That means you have a big machine over there, you have these big jugs made out of plastic over there, and you turn it upside down, and they take out water. Now those things are not mechubel karka. I mean, plug you in sometimes. But the thing itself is not mechubel. They say inside the base kibble itself is made out of metal to heat up in hot water. To be a case over here of also when I'm close to the cold area, also be a base kibble made of something chayv and tefillah over here. So you have two areas inside these meidins that could be chayv and tefillah. The question is what to go do. So first, the simple and static container. Why not chayv and tefillah these machines over here? Biashim, Chodeshani, Dov Feinstein, Rubin. The Maiso, for a bunch of years, over 10 years ago, the machine of May 18 was owned by Yidden. Omer Yidin. So what happens? Really, what we do by May Eidin, you rent the machine. We stop buying the wood. You have to give the machine back. We went from a year to Chiyuv Tefila about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It was bought the company by a guy. Therefore, for years afterwards, what luck you rent from a guy? So the luck we'll get to in Simchas. You rent from a guy. It's his kli. It's not Tefila. Not Tefila. There for years, people were not being worried about this Indian of Tefila's Kalim. Last year, it was bought back by, as far as I can tell, by Yidin. By Yidin. And therefore, for 400 million shekels, fine, he's making a lot of money to selling water. The company bought 400 million shekels, went to the Knesset, they get permission out of it, and the buy is back by Yidin. Now it's owned by Yidin again. So the question is, what? Yeah.
They're machines.
That means they're getting it from, they're getting it from whatever company, and that's not only you. So the question is, if so, the four of these machines that you're renting now, whoever didn't feel a point to certain price here. I tell you, Shani, others want time now. The way the Mitzvah Zosha, Vosha Weiss want time, at the end of the day, first of all, it's not you're preparing anything with it to be brought to the table. It's made for storage over here. You have Nochia. Why do you want time like Rebelski? The whole idea of where the heating element is hidden, you don't see it. So the whole outside is plastic over here. But he gets involved with the mice that's plugged in over here. And therefore, Vo'idi gets involved with the sugar of Heinemann, since you would be able to break the machine over here. Wait, maybe the Torah is not Machai, the case of Tefillah over here. For all these reasons, then the mice is not Tefillah at all. It's actually Shir of Kopp, and he writes about it. It's a good question, this way, that way. Tefillah B'li Bracha. So, don't rent them. Then also you have the tefillah. I mean, it used to be till last year, you're renting it from them is no problem. No. The other says, you know, buy it, if you stop buying water, you have to give the machine back. You can't keep the machine.
They're always selling them.
Selling the machine?
Yeah, people are selling
the machine. I don't know, so maybe it's. Great question.
What's the right thing
to do? Now, the second type of the market of water cooler, what we have outside our basement over here. Now, this is mechuber, but not only is mechuber through the case of a plug over here, it's mechuber that there's a pipe running through that's going inside the machine over here. And therefore, there's a base kibble for the whole cold and hot over here that maybe is a chayv feel over here. The question is negated to that, this machine over here, is as far to mechalik. That means first, as far as he tell me, it's the same thing. It's a base kibble. The base kibble is either metal or plastic. The outside also could be a case of metal over here. Therefore, Reuben, when he gave Shira about it in Tosh 9 Dalit, and he wrote to the Yeshua and Chel Mamal, says, my student Tefillah, the shul has two of them, one on each floor over here. And the question they bothered him, and he gave Shira about the floor, and didn't feel over here. So what he did was every year, he said for years, when he did the Mechiris Chometz, he would sell it to Goy and then borrow it from them, and every year, after we have to give to Mishnah Berurah, he would every year sell it to the guy and rent it from them for that year. Fine, well, not that simple what he was doing. That was his age, what he did. Maisa, you can tell me who owns these Tommy Arba, who owns these machines over here. So Maisa, again, they say the Strauss family owns it. It's really on the Warsaw, it's on the stock market, but the controlling interest is by the Strauss family. Strauss sounds pretty Jewish, right? So Maisa is owned by Yidin over here. So you want to have to. Getting it from the case of a renting of them. And you're buying it. Yeah, also you're buying it. Mice that sad white you make the sad you make there. No, it depends where they're getting it from, that's true. But the sad you make there. It depends. No, that's not a problem. That's not an issue. What are you going to do with that? That means you have to do the other eights that go to take care of it. That's not a shady. But this is the first time they're. Will you ever do tefillah to your faucet? Faucet, what goes through? Do tefillah to your the faucet head? So that is not the site it's mechubah the character. It's part of partial of the character. And therefore, instead of Berkowitz, what says the people in Masholim, the old chuk was up and said to him, Machmah, by case that's a kli, that's mechubah the character, he first had a kli, and then mechubah the character. Over here, one end is open, the other end is open. It's never a case of a kli. The whole function is when there's pipe being attached to it, going through it. And therefore, Reuben, Tavshin, Ayinches, he came along and he said, it was Chalizer. They murdered him, this Indian over here. And he pointed out that Maisa is Chumah for years, and he was doing his selling it to Mechir's helmets. So we don't have to. Because it's not just Mechubah Karko that's now physically attached, being plugged in. That's a part of the character. Just like no one is able to force over here. No one's able to force the head. Sure, but it's Obi-Wan and the other, and the whole, most of this function is what is being part of the wall. It needs the wall, it needs the character, it needs the attachment to work. Not trying to create the energy over here, but that's how, this is what it is.
No other way?
How else? No, without having. No, no, these machines? No, outside? Go outside. Tommy Arbor, right? What is it? Tommy Arbor? I don't know what it is. These things, the other way. Well, next question again to Cleef. So again, Cleef, we went to Memso, went through the idea of Mechubar, the idea of Kleef Hashmalin. Next case again to Cleef. What about Kelim that are one time use? What they call these Chapami aluminum pans over here. What is that exactly? Are you chai v'tfil or not chai v'tfil? So there are a couple of svaras, why not? And the shalom, what you go do? First, I'd say, why is that chai v'tfil? We mentioned before, it's aluminum. Aluminum is maybe, Zadabalski is not metal. Maybe no chai v'tfil at all, aluminum. Is aluminum more than chai v'tfil or not? Zadabalski, maybe not. A second svara is that Kamal Lechel is Yaakov, and it brings down the right from Tumov Dairo. It's something that's arai, that we throw out right away after you use it. It's not Mechabal Tumov. The state Shiva is what? As we come to the tomb of a guy, the two should be solved. We throw it out, it's not a couple tomb. A third source of the Moshe, when he discusses using his pants, he says even once, even twice, or three times. The Biki cannot use, not possible. His words are not possible to use it, the sky in Harvey's mind, it's not possible to use it for a long time. Not possible, it's not a little getter of a clear mirror. A fourth reason, so of Strombach, he said the mice at the end of the day, you throw it out, miyad, not a little category of Kli. So a fourth different source falling around over here, it's not a little category of Kli. To be chayav tefillah, be clear over here. It's not a case of a kli, and therefore, kamlum by Moshe tshuva, mit chizitzchak and tshuva, a part of our Shlomi Zalman, or Shagamaya, they blessing or bozer. They make kind of the idea of the chapami kelim that you use once. You get to use a bunch of times. Use it once. There's no good tefillah. Rashi says that way. Not nichol get out of the tefillah over here. Atzad Hasheni, those kind of nice swords, but come out swords are very dark. Stick the shell with their eyes over here. Aluminum is not there, it's not there, right? So maybe it's Kalmatakas over here. The idea of what from Tumo, the case over here, Kusha, you sold, there's no Tumo here. Maybe that's the lumpness behind it, but that's not the Gedder. The Gedder is metal, and the mice is metal over here. So what right you have to take the Tom behind it? Maybe that's not the Gedder. What right you say aluminum is not metal? Maybe there's metal over here. The Ibn Nashi Klein says, and the Chodesh Shami says, it's a Chiyot Filo Marish. Same question is a Chiyot Filo. Therefore, once you have two sides over here, Atzad HaShlishi, said the Debesina of Yashim and Abad Yosef, Tfilo Libracha. The first aluminum pans, what to go do, the Demavucha, what to go do, Tfilo, believe Tfilo, Tfilo Libracha. Well, second, the gate of aluminum pans, there are those you can buy in the store that have a stamp for the Badats. I heard it, they say over, what's the stamp for the Badats? Saying two things. One is that the oils they put on top of it, the Mishcha, that gives the shine to it, mice is nobody being trafed. Second, they say, over, take care of the Bayat, Tfilas Kalim. I looked at the Madrif this morning, I didn't see it said in the Madrif. The one, what? And if it's Bechol, less than Bechol. The ones in Eretz Yisrael, they take care of Tfilas Kalim, Bechol does not take care of Tfilas Kalim. I couldn't find the Madrif, where does it say that? I looked this morning. One of them says, over, those made in Eretz Yisrael, take care of the Bayat, watch the Bechol, it's made by Yidol, it's not a problem. Now, you have to realize, if you buy it from a Goy, you won't gain the Heter of Tfilas Kalim. You have to buy it from a Jewish store, or a woman, or a chileni, whatever, buy from a Jewish store over here. Now, therefore, if you have the option, what you're going to do, the best thing, though, is to buy those with the bedats. The maestro that hobby is, puchazi, the maestro that is not terrible. Don't question the maestro. Why? The maestro, most of them say you don't have to, milik is maestro not to. However, even those who don't, let's say, use it a bunch of times. Now, that means the younger generation, we throw out everything. The older generation, they wash everything, right? They take every plastic cup to wash over and over and over. So then you have these aluminum pads. These are real strong. They're not plastic cups. These are Kalim over here. So you wash, they use them 20, 30 times over here. So the question is, do you have now the heter of those who are makel? So again, the Moshe is very clear. He writes once, maybe twice or three. What that might see is matmer. And therefore, it really depends which story you're coming from. The Ikka, they say, once you use it more than one time, I mean a couple of times, three, four, five times, then even the first time, you have to feel it. I mean, don't say you have it the first time. Say the Chesha Eifoy, say Kintar Balocha, say Avozim, Shtobo, Chaylev, Yav Nevesel, before, say all say over, even the first time, you have tefillah. Most say tefillah with the bracha, some say tefillah without a bracha. But what is the case of a tefillah? Like Yav Abbas, it's not the way, but that's where you're coming from.
Telling each person how they use it?
That's what the Makilah is saying that way, yes. Now, the interesting question, very simple. The halacha is, if a yin makes the kli, the mice is not a problem. The yin made it. So when you have an eitzah, take the cup on the aluminum, bend it over, it's not usable. Open it, it's all made over here. It should not be a problem. So they bring down the Yashu says, great eitzah. Mice are aimed at tshuva, custom world says, mice are great eitzah. Mice are based upon the face of the chabur over here. Come on, right? So the Maisa, you're not breaking it, you're not destroying it, you're not creating new over here, where's the Kiddush over here? Is it opening and closing it? Therefore, Cheshav Eifel, the Chadashani, you have done something. Come on. The Maisa, that's not creating over here, you did not make it, the Maisa, the Grammy over here, you won't have this Eitz over here. They do discuss also the other way around. Let's say you have a clean that's very, very strong. Except you throw it out one time. You throw it out after using it one time. Today we throw out a generation, you know, one thing, make sure it's used one time, throw it in the garbage. Fine. Won't be surprised. So I said, let's make you make clean. You throw it after one time. Basically, what they do, you go to the store, you buy these mangoes, these barbecues at the chapami. Chapami. Mice, the metal, the reshet, is as strong as can be. It's very cheap, so you can buy them over and over and over. There's absolutely no reason why not to eat them. Actually, I don't know what store you're buying, but the ones I have, they you try over and over. Two brothers can argue, fine. No, I'm not with the trail of the not touching the food. The problem is the rest of the trail here. What do you do with the rest of the ethical? It's a great thing. So it really depends what story comes between Mekel on aluminum. Right, you throw that right away, you never have to. Baking can last forever. The Moshe Zeter is cannot last. That's the Moshe Zeter. You won't have a Moshe Zeter. Go with the Hetter, you throw it out, you won't have that Hetter. Depends on what story you're coming from. The Mice of the Abne Derek says. No, this is the rest of it. This is the trail here. Mice of the Shalom, what do you go to? The Abne Derek says, you know, here, feel over here. Atzal shenu rabbosi my sense the loch is neither did feel kind of bracha. Atzal shlishi kamo shem kosi. It says he had feel over here. Bima bucha, what do you do? They get these reshets. My kids buy them and they last. I never ask my kids what they do. A pasha be swash when maisa in the kui you do need a did feel over here. But I can't sif aleph. And Meshem next time we mamshuk the sif beis. He said what you see from over here is that learn the sugi correctly, practically, she get a likud safer and. Apply a lochel ma'aser. That means there are tons of leakage from on this sugya here. To understand the sugya on the pages, very limited. Today's day and age, you have to make it practical, and there's no tirshu over here, so ma'aser find some safety to make it practical. Lochel.